USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, a key moderate Democrat, says he cannot support President Biden's $3.5 trillion spending plan.
We have done an awful lot, and there's still an awful lot of people that need help, but you have 11 million jobs that aren't filled right now. 8 million people are still unemployed. Something's not matching up. Don't you think we ought to hit the pause?
Senator Manchin speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders called that unacceptable.
It's absolutely not acceptable to me. I don't think it's acceptable to the president, to the American people, or to the overwhelming majority of the people in the Democratic caucus.
The Senate hopes to pass the package this week in order for the House to do so by a September 27th deadline. U.S. Capitol Police say they've recommended disciplinary action for six officers for, quote, violation of its code of conduct over their handling of protesters on U.S. Capitol grounds on January 6th. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website, look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Former President Donald Trump in a video message on 9/11 called the events a very sad day. He also slammed the Biden administration for how they handled the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says we will be okay without boots on the ground.
During an interview with MSNBC aired on Saturday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says it will be more difficult without boots on the ground in Afghanistan, but not impossible.
We demonstrate on a daily basis that there's no place on this planet that we can't reach out and touch when we need to. The issue will be making sure that we maintain a laser focus on networks and adversaries' capabilities.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The remains of Sergeant Johanny Rosario Picardo, a 25-year-old U.S. Marine who was one of 13 American service members killed in the August 26 suicide bombing, returned home on the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Cleanup from Hurricane Larry continues in eastern Newfoundland, the storm knocking out power for over 60,000 customers.
The Category 1 storm with heavy winds, intense rain, and storm surge cut power through the eastern part of the Canadian province. Officials in the capital of St. John said Hurricane Larry caused a significant amount of tree and property damage. They're asking people to stay off the streets while they clear off the debris. It could be days before power can be fully restored to the area. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A wildfire in Southern California near Interstate 5 forced the shutdown of a section of the freeway last night. The root fire is threatening structures, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. The fire has burned about 400 acres. Meanwhile, villagers continue to flee their homes in Spain as a wildfire fanned by strong winds has now driven out close to 2,000 people and killed one emergency worker. A military unit is being sent in to help get the blazes under control. A plane crash in India that killed 21 people last year was likely caused by pilot error and a failure to follow safety guidelines, investigators in a report saying Saturday. A Boeing 737 overshot the runway and crashed at Calicut International Airport in heavy rain last August. The crash was India's worst passenger aircraft incident since 2010. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.